Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The 32nd tour of Ireland. So Jack Ham and I are going from, the Powers Court up to Dublin because we had to speak at the Penn State football pep rally. So we're in this cab. And Jack's sitting in the front seat of the cab. I'm sitting in the back seat with a couple of other guys. And this cab driver, for the 45-mile drive, does nothing but complain about his marriage. And we didn't have any tour of Ireland because he kept looking at Jack as he's talking. Jack and I kept saying, look at the road, look at the road. Hey, yeah, yeah, look. That was our tour of Ireland. All right. Trevor Woodruff in a few moments. First, our play-by-play call of the day, Tim Saunders on the Flyers Radio Network. We hope.
At center ice, Voracek able to garner that puck at the blue line, steps in onside. He's got a man coming late. Ivan Provorov walks in, shoots, he scores! The Flyers take the two-goal lead again. Ivan Provorov with the 43rd goal by a Flyer defenseman. That's tops in the NHL, and it's 4-2.
Flyers have quietly had a really good year. That was a 4-2 win last night over the Washington Capitals. They're 1 point back of the Caps in the race in the division. With that, we bring in Trevor Woodruff, the head basketball coach for Bucknell Women's Basketball. Trevor, it's an absolute pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm sure it's great for you to see Matt Cotrillo over there all the time yelling out names, so we'll go.
Well, it's great to have celebrities anytime you can get them.
Oh, it's Trevor. It's great because, I mean, all of us go out. He's, like, signing autographs left and right. And most of them are checks, but that's a different story.
Yeah, okay. He's not Jack Nicholson, but he's our Jack Nicholson.
That's right. He's your Jack Nicholson courtside. Trevor, you've gone through this thing at 23-6 along the way. You knew you were going to have a pretty good team to begin with, but you need to build momentum. What are a couple of points along the season? Because there's always going to be up and downs in every season. Well, you saw your team seize the moment and get you back on track.
Great question. So you're exactly right. There's ebbs and flows throughout the year, and highs and lows. You try to keep it as consistent as you can. But I thought the first real sign that we could become a championship level team was down in Puerto Rico over the Thanksgiving holiday. We were fortunate to be able to travel down there. And we played Cincinnati, who's considered a team of higher than us, higher level, Division One, and we were able to win that game. And I think for the first time, we started to see some belief in our team, some trust in what was basically a brand new system at both ends of the floor. And so, if I had to pick just one, I would say that was the moment where the trust and the belief started to take root.
How much has it helped you that you've had a veteran presence in Ellie Mack out there?
Well, obviously, when every time we go out on the floor, we know we have maybe the best player, certainly one of the first or second best player on the floor every night in the Patriot League. So as a coach, that becomes a security blanket. In the toughest moments, you feel pretty secure that you can get her the ball and something positive is going to happen. And in Ellie's case, you can get her the ball just about anywhere because of her size at 6'3". You can put her around the rim, and then she can step away and shoot comfortably from basically the NBA line. So you can move her around. You can work with the matchups. Who are they trying to guard her with? And then take your best shot from there. But she's definitely our security blanket, and we're going to ride her as long as we can, and we'll go as far as she can take us.
Trevor, the three-point line is obviously critical, but the defensive part is even more important in a lot of ways. You're holding teams to just 37% from the field. In order to do that, you have to have buy-in on the defensive end. What has allowed them to buy in, and how smart are they with how they play this defense?
Well, great question. So that was probably the biggest change for our group, you know, from last year's coaching staff to this year, because they had so much success doing it a different way. And so when you come in and say, listen, we're gonna do it the opposite way, they look at you a little funny and say, well, why would we do that, having had so much success? So that took a little bit of a while, but I think once they started to see the consistent results from the way we were asking them to play, then the buy-in happened from there. You know, as is often the case, seeing is believing. And once they saw it, they were all in. And at this point, you know, over the course of 29 games, I think they have plenty of evidence to show that we're a good defensive team.
Obviously, if the shot clock's under 6 or 7, ISO ball does come into play. That's when the ball can stick. But for the most part, you don't want the ball to stick. You're averaging nearly 13 assists per game. What does that tell us about your offensive flow to set up good shots?
Well, that certainly is, you know, part of our recipe. We're not a heavy isolation team. You know, we will pick our spots to, you know, to isolate in the post or maybe something on the perimeter to get a drive to the rim. But for the most part, we are team-oriented at both ends. So we want ball reversal. We want to play from inside to out. So whether it's a post feed or dribble penetration, we want the ball to touch the paint first. There's no doubt about it. And I think that's also one of the reasons our three-point shooting percentage is pretty good, because we really don't take a lot of bad ones. For the most part, they come from within the offense. And the pass to the shooter is coming from inside out, which is basically every shot you ever took in your backyard.
You have 8 players averaging 15 minutes or better per game for you. What is the depth meant?
Well, it's been it's grown over the season. I don't think of depth as one of our greatest strengths. You know, we had a pretty good returning group, but over the course of the year, our starting point guard, we lost her to a knee injury early in the conference season, which forced us to rotate some people around, hurt our depth on the perimeter. But I think the last few weeks, some of our freshmen have started to blossom a little bit. Ty Johnson, freshman from Western Pennsylvania, has started to really be someone we could rely on. Carly Kersel, another freshman from Minnesota, has given us good minutes. But I would tell you, you know, Autumn Seppi and Tessa Brugler, these kids that we've been able to rotate in and out of the starting lineup have just not skipped a beat. You know, our starting center was out, big game down at American, and our backup, Autumn Seppi, started that day and got 20 points for us. So it's just been the kind of team where it's next woman up, and hopefully we can continue to do that the next couple of weeks.
What can you tell us about the play of Abby Capp?
Well, she's such an interesting player. She can do a little bit of everything. I don't think you ever really watch her and say, wow, what an amazing player. But then at the end of the game, you look at the stat sheet and what she was able to accomplish. She puts up numbers in pretty much every category. I mean, she's won games for us with three-point shots, with drives to the rim. She won a game last week with a block shot at the buzzer. So she really has just done everything for us. Such a low-key star player. Great kid to coach, because she just eyes are always on you. She's always shaking her head, yes, coach, and just goes to her business. And, you know, you can win a lot of games with players like Abby Capp, so we're fortunate to have her.
I think you referenced, without saying her name, Marley Walls earlier, who's out for the rest of the year.
Yes.
For you. I mean, you talk about the Cincinnati game. She had 5 assists. She only had 1 turnover. When somebody's running a good part of the show and has to be an extension of you, what does it take to get somebody else into that role that then has to be an extension of you and your mindset?
Well, such an important thing. You know, Marley was still picking up the system when she got hurt. She actually was playing probably her best game of the year. We were up at Holy Cross, and I think she had 12 or 14 points in the first half against a really good team. And then it was just, you know, a simple play, almost a non-contact play where she went down, and it really forced our team to change dramatically because we took our starting two guard and moved her over to the point, which is something she had done some in high school, so it wasn't completely new, but she was just starting to learn a new system at the two guard spot. So it took us a little bit of time, but Allie Johnson has stepped right in. She has taken command of the team. You know, the point guard becomes a quarterback, and she's done a great job. She's not an overly vocal person, so it doesn't come easy for her, but she's done a great job getting out of her comfort zone and taking charge and showing some leadership and still continuing to score when we need her to, which is really what she does the best.
Part of taking over a new job is one of the keys is assembling your staff. Jim Reed's a veteran, been around the block. You've got, obviously, Kelly Mazzanti, who, of course, says there's great affection for her here across the board for everything she accomplished here and in this state. And you've also had, besides Jim and the cat, Taylor Coleman. What has your staff meant, especially in this first year, to you?
Well, I'm really fortunate. You went through the whole group, and it's the individual pieces are important, but how they fit to me was really the most important thing. We spend so much time together. I thought being able to have great chemistry was going to be important because I thought our chemistry would ultimately bleed into the team. And, you know, getting started from scratch with new relationships, I thought that was so important. So I think we did a good job. The staff has been terrific. The chemistry's great. They all bring their own unique skills and abilities, strengths and weaknesses that work well with one another. And so it's been really good. You know, Taylor Coleman was with me for 2 years at Scranton, so she really Right. brought an understanding of what I wanted, what I wanted our team to look like, what our system would look like once it was up and running. Jim, as you said, a veteran guy, Bucknell grad, has been in the hot seat as a head coach, so understands those challenges. And then Kelly, who's, you know, name recognition, really gives us, gave us a jump start in recruiting because while we were new and, you know, so-called not Division I folks on the way in, everybody knows the name Kelly Mazzanti, and if they didn't, a quick Google search would give us instant credibility. So she's been terrific, and, you know, we certainly wouldn't have this success without all of them.
The Big Ten women's, Patriot League women's tournament is not the same like what I'm going to see next week with the Big Ten men's tournament in Indianapolis, where you may have to win 5 games in 5 days, 4 games in 4 days, or 3 games in 3 days, whatever. This is at least spread out. But they're all yeah. going to be at home. Now, obviously, it's one at a time. So what does it take to instill that one-and-done mentality at this time of the year with your players, even though they're at home?
Well, I think that's one of the fortunate things. I took over a program that's used to winning. You know, it's not a situation where we had to teach them how to win. So I think that has been we've all benefited from the fact that these women – have been part of a winning culture in the past. So it hasn't taken a lot for us to keep them focused. I think they understand that, you know, at least in our league, in the Patriot League, Bucknell has the target on their back because of the success. And so they understand they get everybody's best shot every night. They've done a remarkable job of just playing the game that's in front of them. I think outside of, you know, 2 Saturdays where we really didn't have our best punch, they've been remarkably consistent over the course of the last 3-4 months. And, you know, I don't see any reason why that would change now that we're into the most important week of the year.
Quarterfinals will be at Soica coming up on Monday. That'll be at 6. Should they win, then file away Thursday, March 12th at 6. Should they win, file away Sunday, March 15th at noon. Those are the Patriot League tournament dates. an absolute pleasure. We really enjoyed having you on the show. You've had a terrific season. Nothing but the best moving forward. And, Trevor, look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks, Steve. Before we go, I just wanted to say you and I have met. You won't remember this, but it was at a great time for the Penn State men's team. We were at Madison Square Garden for the NIT semifinals. And you were nice enough to take a picture with me courtside right before the game started.
This.
I always appreciated that. Big fan of yours and wish you all the best. Thanks for having me.
I remember this. I remember this. In fact, Mark the Usher took the picture.
That's correct.
Right? Who then, you'll love this, Trevor. He said, I'm going to go to a Penn State football game. So a few months after that, I'm looking out in the audience when Jack Ham and I are doing the pregame. I said, I know that guy. Wait, that's Mark. And then so brought Mark up on stage. I talked. Mark is one of the great guys going. He took the picture. I remember it distinctly. Yes.
Yep.
Trevor,
yep,
thanks so much.
I was a weird-looking guy bothering you, but you were nice enough to take the picture, so thank you.
That's okay. In the picture, I'm the weird-looking guy on the other side.
Thanks, well, best Trevor. Of luck, Steve. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thanks. You bet. Good luck. Trevor Woodruff. Oh, my goodness. I remember this now.
How about that?
I remember.
That's an amazing story.
And we were just talking about Mark the other night.
Whatever.
Talk about, small world. Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. All right. We're going to take a break. Buhner has like 20 other things he wants to tell you about cricket. I'll then come back, and I'll say a few things to attempt to save the show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. All right, I guess we've already had a message from the suit about the cricket conversation.
He wants to know more. Steve, thank goodness you took that selfie with Trevor at Madison Square Garden.
I've never said no to anybody, so...
I've been with you enough times to know that's the case. But that had you not done that, and many other people in your position do turn down them, but I know you never have, but that could have been an interesting interview.
So far, and I tend to do this, I have a perfect record on that. Even if it's like the last second, I still do it because somebody cares enough. So
sure.
I don't get why they want it, but that's okay.
It puzzles everybody.
but I'll do it.
Hey, by the way, speaking of our star, as Trevor referred to him in the interview, Matt has got a huge few days coming up, and it's not changing diapers, Steve. He's doing high school basketball on Service Electric Cable TV. Friday night, two games. Saturday afternoon, two more games. And then Monday night, Bucknell basketball and the women's quarterfinals of the Patriot League.
Well, I'm not doing Saturday. Friday.
I am not doing Saturday.
Tomorrow I am doing. Yeah.
Diaper duty then, right?
Yes. Diaper duty Saturday. Then Monday we go back to Stoica. Yeah.
Oh. Diaper duty. Cut me a break. She's doing all the work. Don't even start with me. She's doing all the work.
I try to help out a little bit, but
yeah.
In the midst of my busy schedule.
Okay, I've got a series of texts from her. The last one saying, "A little bit is correct." Emphasis on little.
Very little. Yeah, so Matt has got a busy schedule of high school sports and college sports.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
And I've listened to him on cable TV. Excellent job. Not surprised.
Well, thank you.
Suit sent me a text, by the way. I could tell right away there's several misspelled words. but and you bust me about IndyCar. Look, when you're sitting there, you're going into and the carburation test. I mean, you got people going, what are the alternatives here? Is there a music station?
Check out the valley.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Steve, you're on the road tomorrow, I take it.
I'm on the road the rest of the month.
Yes, you are.
Okay, which is great. I was hoping that would be the case, and that is going to be the case. But, yes, off to Chicago, Northwestern Saturday at 4:00. then at the moment, it looks like it's going to be Thursday next week of the Big Ten tournament. And then we'll go from there in the world of one and done.
And then there will be an NCAA tournament to get ready for as well.
Yeah, so again, this is all in the world of one and done.
Yeah.
So we have reached that point. It is March. We just talked to Trevor about the Bucknell women's basketball team, which will play at home Monday night at 6. And Trevor's going to look over, and the first thing he's going to think of when he sees Cotrillo is that he's not home changing diapers.
Matt, ask Trevor for a selfie Monday night.
I'll have to do that. He comes by the table always before tip-off, so I'll have to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, because you're the Jack Nicholson of the group.
Yeah. What a reference. That's a good one.
The King next half hour.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for a half hour with the King.
What up?
There he is.
How are you?
The one, the only. Doing fine.
Good. I'm reading about what's next for Meghan and Harry. So it's pretty interesting. So, how's the sports world?
Fine. It doesn't include Meghan or Harry.
No. Penn State having a tough week, huh?
Yeah, they won on Saturday. They split for the week. This time of the year, splitting for the week is fine. You mean the second straight week they're going
to
split.
You need to peak at the right time. Now's not the time to peak. You want to peak in the tournament.
Well, you better start your peak now, though. Okay, you'd like to.
Peak in the Big Ten tournament. That's when you want to start playing your best ball. A lot of teams play great right now, and they fall on their face in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I want them to go out and win Saturday. I want to go into the Big Ten tournament with a good feeling about that.
No, they should be Northwestern.
No doubts. They should. Oh yeah, they should. Yeah. No question.
I mean, if they lose that, then you got to raise your eyebrows. But
no question.
Man, the Big Ten is just, I mean, every team is ranked in the top 25. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
No, I know. I didn't pick Big Ten teams because they're the Big Ten. I picked the matchups.
Yeah.
And they're all Big Ten teams.
You know, it's interesting. You look at this and to me, there's real guesswork when it comes to how you're going to look at an NCAA tournament. You know, is it a dominant team like Kansas? Do they end up winning it? Is it a team from probably the best conference, which is the Big Ten, or maybe the conference that's right next to them, which is probably the Big East? Do you do that, or do you say they've been so embattled from 2.5 months? Do they have enough left to get there? I mean, I'm talking about any team in the Big Ten: Michigan State, Maryland, Wisconsin, Illinois, Penn State, Iowa, and it's a tough road for anybody in this league.
Yeah, every game's a battle and it's a crapshoot. They're all equally good. Injuries play a role. So.
I mean, 27 seasons of doing the Big Ten now, and I've talked to several people that have covered it for a long time, other play-by-play guys, writers. We all have the same conclusion. None of us have ever seen it like this.
And I swear to God, 2-3 weeks ago, there was a guy, the people writing in, the Big Ten's down this year.
I
read it. It's nothing I made up. I don't know
enough about it
to make it up, you know?
I'm just saying that that's one of the problems. You have a lot of people writing stuff where it looked like this
well,
is where you lose.
Because the mission, if you're an outsider like me, football, I study it. Basketball, I'm getting there, but I'm not there. When I see Michigan and Michigan State out of the top 25, you start to say, you know, it's someone else's year, but why are they so far down? Wisconsin down. I mean, these are all Final Four teams. and they're down the bottom of the top 25. So that, so an outsider like me would say, well, the Big Ten's down this year, you know, but that's right. not the case. It's they all the teams got better, and it made it tough for them. They couldn't rule the roost anymore. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's been something else because you look at what they've done in the non-con. Now, Michigan State, you talk about the Big Ten won a lot of games in the non-conference. Penn State went 10-1 in the non-conference, for example. And Michigan, for example, beat Gonzaga. Well, that's starting to tell you. Ohio State beat Villanova. They beat North Carolina. I mean, you won both games with complete ease. Yeah. You start to say, this is quite a run here.
An all Big Ten Final Four. That would be hilarious, huh?
Well, yeah.
State takes it on a last buzzer shot.
But the question is going to be when
someone doing CPR on you on the side.
I think Matt can tell you, and I think Matt can tell you that that a lot of people have said, like during this whole thing, how calm I've been about the whole thing. And the reason I've been calm about it is I've done this before.
Oh, God, they've won a couple NIT championships. I know it's not the NCAA, but, man, you've been in some big games. Were exciting games. You've been there.
Same thing with the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's when you know what you're watching, it helps. Yeah. And I knew this was a good team going in. I had told Dick before the season that I thought – this is before the season. I said, I think they can win 20, and I think they can win at least 11 in conference. That's what I told them going in. Now, obviously, the finish right now has not been what they want, but they're pretty close to what I thought they might be. And they've been really good. Now, you got to finish – now you got to find the gear. Yeah, you got to find the gear starting Saturday because you need to set up what you want to do so you can reach your goals, and it has to start Saturday. You got to walk out of there, get on a plane with a good feeling, come back, and then get back on the plane, go back out there on Wednesday for Thursday's game.
How's that kid's ankle doing?
Good. They're fine. Yep, there's everybody in this team right now is healthy, which is a real plus. So they've got a 9-man rotation. It's interesting that the 9-man rotation is far more important in the Big Ten tournament than it is in the NCAAs. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, what does that mean? And again, because Penn State hasn't been in it a lot, you have to explain more to people. Right? And here's the reason why. In the NCAAs, the media timeouts are longer. So you get more rest. You know, that's 16, 12, 8, 4. Those are longer.
Yeah.
Because CBS, TNT, True TV, TBS, they paid a lot of money to carry this. So you've got to fill it with inventory. Next part is, the first media timeout of the second half the coach calls is a long timeout? Well, in the NCAAs, the first timeout in the first half called by the coach, they use it or lose it, is also a long timeout. So you get more rest breaks in the NCAAs than people realize, which really helps your depth and how many minutes you can play your key guys.
And the NCAA basketball games, it's not that long. You know, it's 40 minutes. So it's not, these are tremendous athletes and they're young. I mean, a 40-minute game is not off the charts for any of them.
Right. And I'm saying, if you have a 7-man rotation, you can get away with it in the NCAAs because your rest breaks are longer.
Yep.
It's just the nature of a lot of people. There's a lot of things that people don't know about it that are surprised about it, which I completely get. There's going to be one we're going to talk about tonight in the coaches show once Pat's gone. And with Scott Sidwell on. Guess how many tickets each team gets to the opening round? 400. Hey, this isn't a bowl game where you get 12,000, right? You get 400.
How many you got?
Right? The player's probably going to take half.
You get any plane tickets? No, I wouldn't take the plane. I'd drive.
Well, we could go anywhere, so I don't know what's going to happen. I just know I'm going to Chicago first. That part.
Can you get me a ticket?
Can I get you a ticket? Oh boy, I don't know.
I'm not going to go. I just want to know if you can get me a ticket.
Well, if you're not going to go, sure. I do a lot of things when I know there's really nothing on the line. Okay, we're going to come back to Picks in a Moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, the home of IndyCar in the Suit. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. That's actually the Suits theme song. Every time he walks into the station. Matt says it gets kind of annoying.
With his head banging, too.
Yeah, well, enough of him trying to throw himself into a wall. That's a different story, okay? All right. So let's get to the picks here.
Yeah, we've got 7 games to choose from.
7 games?
We do, yeah. Yeah, the King went all out in picking these, so let's get right to it. So we got number 23.
Keep on going.
Yeah, exactly right. So coming into this week, Steve leading the way at 21-9. Kevin is 19-11. I am 18-12. Steve, you and I went 3-2 last week. Kevin went 2-3. So that's the standings.
Back in the football season, right, Steve tells me and Sean that me and Sean have a huge advantage because we get to watch all these football games, and he's got to do a game. And I'm like, well, I don't watch any games, so I just watch the Penn State game. Who's got the advantage now?
I don't know.
He's
at
courtside for all these teams and knows every player on all the teams. And you and me are just trying to keep up with him.
That's right. Well, it's still anybody's game. We're still haven't gotten to March Madness yet, so.
Comment, Steve, comment.
Have you heard me dispute that in any way?
You're like 10 feet from these people. I've never seen any of them play. So, okay.
All right, so the first one,
continue
Big Ten action.
Continue on. Please pick conferences I've watched.
And this is one you've watched quite frequently, the Big Ten, number 23, right. Illinois, and number 19, Ohio State. Let's start with Kevin.
Oh, I got the Buckeyes in this one. Go ahead. I don't know why, but go ahead.
Where's the game?
It's at Ohio State.
I'll go with Ohio State. I got to give Ohio State a lot of credit because I thought about a month ago they were in deep trouble. And they are, as well as Illinois played, got to give Ohio State credit. They have played really, really well.
I agree. I got Ohio State at home, too.
Yeah.
And Kev, who'd you have?
Ohio State.
Okay, so
I'm
it's
a huge Buckeye guy.
All righty. Next one is a big one in the Big East. Seton Hall, who was unable to win the Big East title last night at home against Villanova, now has to go on the road for a big showdown with Creighton, number 11. Steve.
Well, the game's in Omaha, so I'll go with Creighton, even though Miles Powell is a one-man wrecking crew.
All right, Kev.
I picked Creighton because I saw him play a game, and they're really, really good. Seton Hall's really good, too, but I like Creighton.
I think Seton Hall bounces back. That was not their best game last night. I think they bounce back, and they clinch that Big East title and get it done. But it's going to be a good game, though. Creighton's a good team. I think they're going to be dangerous in the tournament, too.
Yep.
All right, next game, ACC, number 10, Louisville, at number 22, Virginia. Kevin.
There's no question, Virginia. My problem will be if Louisville plays Kentucky. I won't know what to do. Virginia.
Steve?
I will take Louisville.
Well, Louisville has let me down a lot this year, so I really don't trust him in this game. I'm taking Virginia at home, too.
There you go.
So I think Virginia's starting to peak, starting to come around here.
They're playing well. They're a very hard team to speed up.
Yep.
They play at literally at the slowest pace. They have the fewest possessions per game in the country, and they're just a hard. Now, it can work against you. It can work against you if you fall behind. Now you've got to
score on your possession.
Right. Now you've got to speed up. But I'm going to go with Louisville. I think Louisville's playing a little bit better right now.
All right. So then ACC again, UNC and Duke at Duke.
Duke next.
Yep. Same. Kevin Duke.
No, I got UNC.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think they almost beat him last time. Remember, yeah. And he started crying at the end of the game, the coach? He cracks me up. What's his name? Roy Williams?
Roy Williams, yeah.
Yeah, I think Roy. UNC, this is going to just resonate their season. Duke is not playing well. It's a home game for both. I mean, it doesn't matter, so UNC.
Note to Roy, you've won a couple of national championships.
Exactly.
He's a fanatic, man, I'll tell you.
In this particular season, now you know how everyone else feels. Okay.
Exactly. We've had that conversation before. All right, back to the Big Ten. Number 18, Iowa, at number 23, Illinois. Kev.
Illinois.
You got the Illini. How about you, Steve? Yep.
Illinois, better team at home. Iowa, not as great on the road. Illinois.
I've got the Illini as well at home. Next game, still in the – actually, we're Big Ten the rest of the way. Next one, number 19, Ohio State at Michigan State, number 16. Steve.
Michigan State by double digits.
I got Michigan State, too. I think they're going to be the most dangerous team headed into the tournament.
I mean, you're telling me a Cassius Winston senior day?
Yeah.
Really?
Done for. Kev?
I got Michigan State by 3.
All right. And then finally, number 25, Michigan, and number 9, Maryland. Kevin.
Maryland.
Where's this game?
It is at Maryland in College Park.
Hey, boy. Because you know what? Maryland's out of gas.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, no, what did I say?
Unfair advantage.
What did I say on Tuesday before the Rutgers game?
Yeah, you're right. They're out of gas. They're playing tired. Yeah.
I said Rutgers will win, and Rutgers might win by double digits.
Wow.
This time... The problem is Xavier Simpson doesn't shoot the ball like Cassius Winston does. Simpson is a magician with the ball. Magician. But he's not a great shooter. See, Winston's a great shooter. That was a big swing last week, and Michigan State jumped him last week. I think Maryland actually will win this game. I think they'll beat Michigan.
To me, Michigan's been too inconsistent all year on the road. I'm going to take Maryland here, too. But this is probably the pick I'm most nervous about, Steve, because you're right. They are definitely a tired team at this time of the year.
The problem I've always had with Maryland is this. They've got two great stars in Stick Smith and Anthony Cowan. I mean, they're terrific. My problem has been, I've talked to Kevin Kugler about this. I said, Kev, my problem with Maryland is simple. The, quote, role players around them, Eric Ayala, Wiggins, Daryl Morsell, Dante Scott, they're too inconsistent. I keep waiting for one of them to emerge and really be the third guy.
Yeah, I agree.
All season long, nobody has emerged as the third guy. They've had narrow escapes, which you have to give them credit for. But they, you know, going into the Michigan State game, they've been just living on the edge, living on the edge, living on the edge, and it finally caught them.
Right, and I was the one that flat out called them a fraud and the biggest fraud in the Big Ten. Now I've since been proven wrong because they played much better basketball until lately. But I just can't figure out this team going into the tournament. I really can't at this point now.
I think they've got guys that have played so many minutes now that, and they have not been a team that's been hurt. Remember, this is the one team that hasn't had injuries. Yeah, the Mitchell twins quit the team, but they quit the team back in. Right after they played Penn State. I think it was like 2 days after they played Penn State, the Mitchell twins quit.
You know, what's the best team in the Big Ten?
Michigan State, in my opinion, right now. I know Wisconsin's on a roll. Wisconsin would be the number one seed in the tournament if the tournament were today. But I think Michigan State's still a better team.
Isn't that amazing? And Michigan State fell out of the top 25, and now they're back in. They're moving right along.
What's helped them...
It's a fascinating year.
Well, what's helped them, when Penn State beat them out there, and you can tell Simpson and Tillman and Winston mean everything to them. Okay? They mean everything. That's one of the reasons why you don't see them fouling a lot. The reason Tillman and Winston don't foul is they can't. They can't have them off the floor. What they have now discovered in the last 3 weeks is now they're getting a third guy to help. Sometimes that third guy's Rocket Watts. If it's not Watts, then sometimes that guy's Aaron Henry. They went through a period of time that none of the guys that should step up to be the third guy to take pressure off the big two didn't step up. Now Henry's playing better. Sometimes he's the third guy. Now Watts is playing better. Watts is a good defender, too. But now Watts is playing better, and sometimes he's the third guy. That's given them the offensive balance they've been aching for, because when they lost Langford in the preseason before it ever started, you know, Michigan State would have been a team that was in the top five all year because he would have been that third guy every single night.
I can't wait for this tournament.
Me too.
Yeah, we got to do something with brackets. We got to figure it out, man.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely get that worked on. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We'll be doing a show, March Madness Pool.
Well, it's going to be fun.
Hey, we only defer on 3 games this week of the 7.
There you go.
My stupidity would all be the same.
I mean, you couldn't have put Gonzaga against Pacific? Come on.
Have a good, safe trip.
Thanks.
See you, Kev.
Have a good weekend, Matt.
You too. See you, Kev.
Okay. Bye, guys.
All right. Great to have the King on. Great to have the Jack Nicholson of women's basketball with us as well. And another misspelled text from the suit. All right. Do you worry like I do? That's right. I don't really worry.
Well, sometimes. Depends on the day.
I don't really worry. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.